1958. From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance with its Name Your Price tool, a way to see coverage options based on a driver's budget. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Lead Center welcoming Jonathan Brook, a singer-songwriter merging folk, melodic pop, and roots rock, Sunday, 7:30 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu. It's the Philharmonia Orchestra, led by Andrew Davis, and Morning from the suite Peer Gynt by Edvard Grieg, here on Kansas Public Radio. And I know it's not the morning, we're getting underway on an afternoon of classical music. The London Symphony Orchestra will join us a bit later, and we've got a fun symphony known as Sinfonia India by composer Carlos Chavez of Mexico. And we'll have pianist András Schiff play us one of the French suites by Bach, all a part of this noon hour here on KPR. We have next the new Philharmonia Orchestra led by Sir Charles McCarris, and music from a French ballet, one known as Sylvia by composer Léo Delibes from 1867, a sort of mishmash of different mythologies. Story concerns a young shepherd who falls in love with a member of the entourage of the goddess Diana. Not an easy arrangement to have, and one explored by Delibes in the Sylvia Suite. It's next for you here on KPR. A suite from the 1876 French ballet Sylvia, music by composer Léo Delibes. Today we heard the new Philharmonia Orchestra, led by Sir Charles McCarris on Kansas Public Radio, where it's now 12:27. The London Symphony joining us in the second half of the hour, where we've got Symphony No. 2, also known as Sinfonia India, from Mexican composer Carlos Chavez. A fun symphony, and with us in just about 15 minutes' time. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. And Audio Reader, now accepting donations of audio equipment, vinyl records, and more for their audio sales. More information on Audio Reader's services and how to donate at reader.ku.edu. On the KU campus at the moment, about 62 degrees. With a high expected today around 64, we have a 20% chance of showers for this afternoon, and by this evening, also a slight chance of showers, a low of 48 degrees. A little bit of fog for tomorrow morning anticipated, becoming a sunny day with highs in the mid-60s. We're joined next by András Schiff taking the keyboard to play music by Bach, a man who wrote volumes upon volumes of music for the keyboard. Among them were his suites, known as the French, English, and Italian suites, although there was nothing particularly French, English, or Italian about any of them. The names were, appears to be, a bit of a publishing convention. But they're wonderful suites nonetheless, and we'll listen to Bach's French Suite No. 5 in G on Kansas Public Radio. French Suite No. 5 in G Major, music by Bach, played by pianist András Schiff, today on Kansas Public Radio. 12:46 now. At the top of the hour, NPR News, with classical music until 3 this afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. And the Lead Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming events, including Peppa Pig, My First Concert, plus Broadway shows of Kinky Boots and Chicago the Musical. Details are at lee.ku.edu. The London Symphony Orchestra with us next, Eduardo Mata, the conductor. And we have a fun symphony, one that was written by Mexican composer Carlos Chavez in the mid-1930s, which draws on materials and themes that Chavez had taken from Native American tribes of northern Mexico. Symphony No. 2, or Sinfonia India, next on KPR. Sinfonia India, the second symphony by Mexican composer Carlos Chavez, completed in 1936, played by the London Symphony Orchestra led by Eduardo Mata, today on Kansas Public Radio. More still to come.
Hi, this is
Morning Edition, every weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3, K210CR in Atchison, 89.9, and K258PT in Manhattan, 99.5.
NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The Budapest Strings there with a little selection from George Frideric Kendall's second Water Music Suite in D here on Kansas Public Radio, where there is a bit more classical music for a Monday afternoon. An hour that will spend a good deal of time with the Cleveland Quartet just shortly ahead of now with the Mendelssohn and his second string quartet. Later on in the hour, we've got the BBC Concert Orchestra, the marvelous English Orchestral Suite 1 from 1952, musically illustrating a few of England's royal landmarks in the suite Royal Castles by composer Haydn Wood, all just ahead. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Maselli's in downtown Lawrence, featuring Final Fridays in the Maselli's Lounge with the Jazz Cigarettes for a night of music and cocktails. The show begins 7:30 p.m. Friday, November 28th. Tickets at Maselli'sOnline.com. Here's a short Finnish tone poem from 1894, one written by Jean Sibelius, for an outdoor festival for the Finnish Society for Popular Education in 1894. They call this the Spring Song, with Sir Alexander Gibson and the Scottish National Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. From 1894, the Finnish tone poem, The Spring Song, music by Jean Sibelius, and performance by the Scottish National Orchestra, led by Sir Alexander Gibson, here on Kansas Public Radio. We're about 15 minutes into our 1 p.m. hour of the classics. The BBC Concert Orchestra will be with us in the second half of the hour with the 1952 symphonic suite Royal Castles by composer Haydn Wood. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming concerts, including vocal quartet Il Divo and Renee Fleming's Voice of Nature, the Anthropocene. Details are at lee.ku.edu. On the KU campus right now, cloudy skies and 62 degrees, high of 64 for this afternoon, along with a 20% chance of showers a bit later on, 20% chance of showers this evening as well. Cloudy, a low in the mid-40s, and tomorrow morning might be a bit foggy, and otherwise a sunny day with highs in the mid-60s for a Tuesday. Next on KPR, we're in the company of the Cleveland Quartet. And we have some chamber music that Felix Mendelssohn wrote when he was about 18 years old. The year then was 1827, and Mendelssohn wrote this, one of his most passionate works of chamber music, following the death of Beethoven, whom Mendelssohn very much admired. We'll hear String Quartet No. 2 in A minor with the Cleveland Quartet on KPR. Felix Mendelssohn wrote that music in 1827 at age 18. String Quartet No. 2 in A minor, performed this afternoon by the Cleveland Quartet here on Kansas Public Radio. Where it is now 1:45, 15 minutes until NPR News, with classical music to enjoy until 3 p.m., and then later tonight, after All Things Considered, at 7 p.m., Destiny has more classical music for you. Another wonderful string quartet, one by Alexander Borodin, tonight at 7 p.m., along with music by Tchaikovsky, Emmanuel Chabrier, and much more. Destiny has more classical music for you tonight from 7 to 8, and then from 8 to 9, Classics Live on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu. We have for you next a fun English orchestral suite from composer Haydn Wood and something he wrote in 1952, expressing his love of country, and who would sometimes portray British people and places in his music. And this suite from 1952 is a musical depiction of three royal residences. They call this Royal Castles, with three movements depicting the Balmoral, Windsor, and Carnarvon Castles. The BBC Concert Orchestra and Gavin Sutherland, next on KPR. Composed in 1952, the suite Royal Castles by English composer Haydn Wood, Gavin Sutherland, and the BBC Concert Orchestra with a performance this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. That's by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, music from The Golden Cockerel Suite, Hymn to the Sun, performed by the Moscow Chamber Orchestra, conductor Konstantin Orbelian, and cellist Nina Kotova, here on Kansas Public Radio. Elsewhere in this hour, we've got another great cellist set to join us, the great Mstislav Rostropovich, with five of Robert Schumann's pieces in the so-called popular style. Not to mention the Czech Philharmonic and Antonín Dvořák's Czech Suite. All just ahead, here on a Monday afternoon. I'm Jeb Watson. Thanks for being on hand for a bit more classical music for a Monday afternoon. We'll keep things moving along next with the Royal Ballet Symphonia of Birmingham and conductor David Lloyd-Jones. Nothing fancy next on KPR, just a so-called short suite. Music from English composer David Lyon, here on KPR. That's from an English composer by the name of David Lyon and his short suite, performed by the Royal Ballet Symphonia of Birmingham, led by conductor David Lloyd-Jones. It is about 2:20. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio on a Monday afternoon. A little bit more classical music still to come. Antonin Dvorak's Czech Suite with the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra coming up in just over 10 minutes' time. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Crystal Image Photography Studio, offering customized photography sessions and packages to create artwork that captures light and emotion. Now in downtown Lawrence. Information and portfolio at tcistudio.com. And the Topeka Zoo, hosting Cookies with Claws, Saturday, December 6, 10 a.m. to 1, cookie decorating, Santa photos, giraffe feeding, and more. A full list of activities and tickets at topekazoo.org. 20% chance of showers still for our afternoon. Tonight we have a 20% chance of showers as well and some patchy fog rolling in overnight with lows in the mid-40s. Tomorrow should start off a bit of a foggy day, but becoming sunny with temperatures in the mid-60s. As promised earlier, we're in the company next of one of the great cellists, Mstislav Rostropovich, joined in this instance by pianist Vladimir Yablonsky, and the music by Robert Schumann, chamber music from his chamber music period in the mid-1800s, five pieces in the so-called popular style on Kansas Public Radio. Music by Robert Schumann, completed in 1851, his five pieces in the so-called popular style for cello and piano, played this afternoon by Mstislav Rostropovich and pianist Vladimir Yablonsky on Kansas Public Radio. 2:34 now. At 3 o'clock, it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Catch more classical music this evening at 7 p.m., when Destiny brings you an hour of the classics, and then from 8 to 9, Classics Live. That's tonight on Kansas Public Radio. We know that the holiday season's a busy time, but don't wait to get your tickets for KPR's next Big Band Christmas concert on Saturday night, December 13th at Liberty Hall. Last year's concert sold out fast, so get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com or the Liberty Hall box office. A Big Band Christmas is made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. Get the scoop at kansaspublicradio.org. 20% chance of showers for this afternoon. 20% chance of showers this evening as well. Lows in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, a bit of a foggy morning for Tuesday, becoming sunny, with temperatures in the mid-60s. And so we arrive now at a recording of the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra and some famous music by Antonín Dvořák, composed in 1879, following the success of his great serenades for both winds and strings. He was tasked to create a new work in April of 1879 for a concert organized by the Association of Czech Journalists. And it is a suite which itself is composed of five pieces based on traditional Czech dances. Yes, it's the Czech Suite by Dvořák on Kansas Public Radio. Music from Antonín Dvořák, completed in 1879, the Czech Suite. A performance, appropriately enough, by the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. Where it is now just about 3 p.m., and All Things Considered from NPR News is just around the corner. Tonight at 7 p.m., Destiny is your host with an hour of the classics. And then from 8 to 9, Classics Live. So much more music on the way for a Monday evening. As for me, I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me on a Monday afternoon. We'll visit again for more wonderful classical music at noon tomorrow. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. Online at kansaspublicradio.com. NPRnews.org. 20% chance of showers. Tonight in northeast and east central Kansas, it's 3 o'clock.